Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. U-Haul Holding Company, NYSE. UHAL, Q1 2024 Earnings Conference Call August 10, 2023 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The U-Haul Holding Company, well known for its equipment rentals, particularly for moving purposes, has reported a decrease in its first quarter earnings for fiscal 2024. The company has faced challenges in meeting its U-Move targets for the last 2 years, largely due to contracting moving activity, particularly long-distance relocations, amidst a prevailing uncertain economic climate. This has been somewhat offset by the company's technology-oriented initiatives such as its TruckShare 24/7 and U-Haul app, aimed at streamlining processes and reducing labor costs. Elements of inflation impacting operating costs pose a further challenge. However, the self-storage sector of the business has demonstrated growth, with revenues increasing by 15%, in spite of lower occupancy rates, and continued expansion as anticipated. The discussion centered around the impact of the housing market on U-Haul's operations. A slowdown in household formation and a rise in interest rates on housing have both been observed, but U-Haul believes that the key drivers of moving are life events. The company is monitoring trends such as the consolidation of rental property ownership, as renters tend to move more often than homeowners. They aim to tailor their products and services to this growing customer base, particularly those in apartment units which have seen a significant rise in construction in recent years. U-Haul also discussed their strategy for managing both rental rates and occupancy rates, determining these on a location-by-location basis. While their move-in rates are 3% higher than the previous year, they've yet to make significant progress in removing older trucks, which have higher maintenance costs, from their fleet. U-Haul also revealed a cautionary stance towards future financing conditions, in anticipation of a potential credit tightening cycle. They're storing large amounts of cash to maintain flexibility for fleet purchases, should debt financing become more inaccessible. The company has a pipeline of up to $2 billion in development costs and is still planning to expand, despite overbuilding in some markets. The key takeaways from this conversation are that there has been a significant shift in the number of people who rent, which has potential implications for businesses like U-Haul. The rental market has been fluctuating within the last 25 years, with trends shifting and changing rapidly. This situation presents both opportunities and challenges for businesses in this industry. On the positive side, these shifts offer opportunities for businesses to thrive amid changing demand. The introduction of large consolidating owners presents the potential to enhance customer transfers between properties, which may in turn stimulate further business opportunities. Technology also presents new opportunities, like leveraging apps to enhance customer service and improve user experience. Challenges, on the other hand, include the unpredictable nature of market trends and customer preferences and the potential pushback from customers due to rate hikes or changes in service offerings. Additionally, the move towards online transactions and digital marketplaces presents challenges for traditional businesses, as these changes necessitate adaptation and development of new skills and technologies within these organizations. There are also concerns about liquidity and investments in capital expenditures required for business expansion. The future success of these businesses will depend on their ability to respond to these changes, leverage opportunities, and overcome challenges.